For Monday, March 16th. It is the day before St. Patrick's Day, and for the record, it is St. Patty's Day with a D and not St. Patty's Day with a T.
I just think people should know that.
Good to know.
Madam Chair?
Yeah. Yes.
Two D's.
Two D's, Thank you, and that's why she is the Vice Chair, Representative Rayfield, instead of you.
Wow. Madam Chair, I move that we get a stronger gavel, given how hard that you are.
Okay, with that, I want to open a work session on House Bill 2037. Erin, will you explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2037 was heard on March 11th. It reorganizes the Oregon State Capital Foundation as a nonprofit corporation. It authorizes foundation to establish reasonably prudent funds and accounts to engage in education and advice to promote policies and objectives of the foundation. It directs the legislative administrator to provide meeting space and administrative support, and there's an emergency clause on the measure. We received a minimal but no statement was issued on the fiscal impact and a no revenue impact. We have no amendments before you on the measure.
Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2037 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Is there discussion? Any objection? If not, the motion passes, and Representative Huffman will be the carrier of that bill. I will close the work session and open a work session on House Bill 2176. Erin, would you please describe the measure?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2176 was originally heard on February 16th. It is a measure from the Election Division of the Secretary of State's office. It removes requirement that person elected to county office provide county clerk with certificate of election, permits certain election documents to be filed electronically, changes certain ballot markings from presidential only to federal only, alters certain refiling deadlines, removes requirement that signature sheets for initiative or referral petition be attached to full and current correct copy of measure, requires Secretary of State to establish process for modifying petition templates, requires that one copy of prospective initiative and referral petitions be sent to required officials rather than two, permits district attorney to make clerical corrections to ballot title for district measures, requires all estimates, portraits, statements, and arguments for voters' pamphlet to be filed electronically, makes candidate statement for voters' pamphlet subject to prohibition on and penalties for a false publication. There's an emergency clause on the measure. You have a -2 amendment. The -2 amendment amends the following sections currently in the bill, the section 7. ORS 249031, the electronic filing requirement applies only to candidate filings during a primary election for which Secretary of State is already the filing officer. Section 12 adds prospective petition to requirement that full text of the measure being circulated must be carried by signature gatherers and available to be reviewed. Section 30 corrects drafting issue with the underlying measure, removes the following language from subsection 2 of section 30 and adds it to subsection 1. Quote, the district elections authority shall include the ballot title for the measure at the time the measure is submitted to the county elections official, unquote. Section 39 amends ORS 260232(3) sub A to provide a person to whom a penalty may be imposed the ability to request a hearing before the Secretary of State 20 days from service date on the notice. There are two additions to the underlying measure. Direction for the Secretary of State to prepare and allow electors, chief petitioners, and other agents to use electronic signature sheets to collect signatures for prospective initiative petition, and as requirement that Secretary of State verify signature changes for state candidate petitions rather than counties. You have a hand engrossed version of the -2 available to you on OLIS. There is a no revenue and a minimal fiscal impact on the -2 amendment. I believe the Secretary of State's office is here if there are any questions on the -2 amendment or the underlying measure.
So with that, I'd accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -2 amendment to House Bill 2176.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection? If not, the motion passes. I accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2176 to the floor with a do pass as amended recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objection? We're on House Bill 2176, technical fix bill from the Secretary of State.
Well, I may reserve the right to change my vote on the floor.
That's thank you. So I'll count that as no objection, and with that, the motion passes. Close the work session. And Representative Nose, would you like to be the carrier? I'll take that as a yes. Representative Nose will be the carrier of this bill. I'd like to reopen to the work session on 2037. Oh. Right? No. I'm just trying to get the wording right. So I'll reopen the work session on House Bill 2037 so Representative McLean can vote.
Madam Chair, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow Representative McLean to vote on the motion to move House Bill 2037.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow Representative McLean to vote on the motion to move House Bill 2037. Are there any objections? No objections, so ordered. Representative McLean, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes, all right. And with that, close the work session. And let's see. Open a work session on House Bill 2635. Erin, would you please explain the measure?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2635 was originally heard on February 16th. It requires battle title for measure proposing local option tax to state that estimated tax may reflect impact of early payment discounts, compression, and collection rate. Takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. We have no revenue. We have no fiscal impact on the measure. We have no amendments before you today.
I'll accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2635 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner has moved House Bill 2635 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Yes, Representative McLean.
Was there anyone who filed any testimony in opposition?
I have not seen any testimony in opposition, no, sir.
Any other discussion? Any objection? If not, the motion passes. Representative Lively will be the carrier, and I will close the work session. With that, open a work session on House Bill 2855. Erin, will you explain the motion?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2855 was originally heard on February 22nd. It extends a period of time from 8 to 15 days that individual nominated or elected to public office by write-in votes has to accept nomination or office. Requires filing officer to deliver by mail and email form for individual to sign to accept nomination or office. There is an emergency clause on the measure. You have a -3 amendment. The -3 amendment restores the current timeline for notifying individual nominated or elected to public office by write-in votes, clarifies that notification will be made by email if election official has email for individual who received write-in nominations or votes. There is a hand-engrossed version of the -3 amendment available to you. We had heard a different amendment presented to us at the original hearing. That amendment is off the table. We are only considering the -3 amendment before you, and it is from the sponsor of the bill.
So we're moving to adopt the -3 amendments, which would make the bill take out the part of the bill that people expressed concern with when the clerks testified. So this is Representative Wisnett's bill. So with that, I would accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -3 amendment to House Bill 2855.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner has moved to adopt the -3 amendment to House Bill 2855. Is there discussion? Yes.
Do we know, Madam Chair, if Representative Wisnett has a position on the -3?
Madam Chair, Representative McLean, the -3 came from his office. So it does corrects the email and allowing county clerks to notify write-ins by email. He had mentioned during the hearing he didn't understand why the timeline was changed was there. We took that out. It goes back to the original timeline. So it just allows them to notify people by email and in through mail.
And in my speaking to him, he said that he is supportive of this bill as it as amended. Any other discussion? With that, I'll accept.
She made the motion.
You made a motion. So any objection on the -3s? If not, the motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2855 to the floor with a do pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved House Bill 2855 to the floor with a due pass as amended. Recommendation, is there discussion or objection? If not, the motion passes, and we will I'll ask Representative Wisnett to be the carrier. Close the work session. Open a work session on House Bill 2957.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2957 was originally heard on February 22nd. It establishes specific dates for elections on county, city, and district measures that are not referred to people by county governing body, city governing body, or district elections authority. There is an emergency clause on the measure. You have a -1 amendment. It directs local government initiative and referendum to May and February elections in odd and even numbered years. We have a no revenue, no fiscal impact on the -1 amendment. There is a hand engrossed copy of the -1 amendment available to you on OLIS.
I'd accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 2957.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, the motion passes. And Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2957 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved House Bill 2957 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there discussion?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can I ask for a brief recess?
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead and gavel into recess.
Okay. Any objection? Yes. Can we call the roll?
No, the motion is on sending the bill to the floor.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you. Aye.
Representative Hanmer.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
No.
Representative Nose.
Aye.
Representative Rayfield.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
No.
Vice Chair Gilliam.
Excused.
Vice Chair Smith Warner.
Aye.
Chair Hoyle.
Aye. All right, the motion passes, and Representative Barnhart, would you be the carrier for this bill?
Okay.
Thank you. Close the work session. Open the work session on House Bill 3015. Erin, will you describe the motion?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 3015 was heard on March 11th. It is the measure that adds options for name after marriage or after entering into registered domestic partnership, allows party to retain or remove middle names and change surnames to one surname or combination of surnames. We have a no revenue, and we shortly before the hearing received a no fiscal impact on the measure before you, and we have no amendments on this measure.
Okay, I'd accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3015 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, motion passes, and Representative Bentz will be the carrier. Close the work session. Open our last work session on HJM 1. Erin, would you describe the measure?
Yes, and Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Joint Memorial 1 urges United States Postmaster General and United States Postal Service Board of Governors to recognize zip codes 97223 and 97224 as Tiger zip codes that are separate and distinct from Portland zip codes. You have a -1 amendment that clarifies that only addresses within the boundaries of City of Tigard would be identified with zip codes 97223 and 97224 and not affect addresses in unincorporated Washington County. You have a no revenue and a no fiscal impact on the -1 amendment before you, and no additional amendments.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendment to House Joint Memorial 1.
Is there a discussion? Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved to adopt the -1 amendment to HJM 1. Is there discussion? Is there objection to the amendment? If not, motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move HJM 1 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Vice Chair,
I was just going to say it's not pass, is it? I move HJM 1 to the floor with a do adopt as with a be adopted recommendate as a. Madam Chair, I move HJM 1 to the floor with a be adopted as amended recommendation.
There we are.
Vice Chair Smith Warner has moved HJM 1 to the floor with a do pass with a.
Be adopted.
be adopted recommendation is
Madam Chair,
as amended. Yes.
Is Tea Garden, Oregon? Just could not resist that.
Anything north of Salem is just sort of, it's a mystery to me. I don't know. So is there discussion?
Oops.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I know you know, others may know, there was the Dorchester Conference this weekend where God-fearing Americans got together and discussed the issues that Oregon face. But ironically, at that meeting, several people told me, unsolicited, who had no idea about House Joint Memorial Number 1. But it was mentioned to me twice in two different conversations that they lived in Tigard. But they had a Portland zip code, and so often things got addressed to them as Portland. And they had disdain for that practice. I was able to tell them that their 78th Legislative Assembly was going to address that issue, and much to their delight. So this clearly is a bipartisan issue, but I thought it was ironic that twice it came up.
Me too.
So I'm supportive today and standing in solidarity, not only with my good friend Representative Doherty, but with my fellow Dorchester attendees.
Clearly a message. Somebody sending you a message. And with that, is there any objection or any other discussion first? Any objection? If not, the motion passes, and Representative Doherty will be the carrier. Close the work session. We will not be meeting again until Monday, March 23rd. Please go forward and do good things.
Oh, wow.
I will miss you all, but not that much. We're adjourned.
I didn't know how much I loved you.
We're adjourned.
I didn't know how much I loved you.